This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Lance from Grandma's. Lance, are you there?
I am here. Let's do this.
Let's do this. And I have to tell you, Lance, if you listen to the men's room at 4:40 every day, our wonderful Taryn Daly is going to give you a cheat sheet to the 750 Beat Migs. So if you're listening, wow. She gave out three answers yesterday.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Ooh. So let's see how you do. Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Goodbye.
For those playing at home, Lance has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
Five.
No.
Six.
Correct. What musician recently admitted to fathering a baby outside of his marriage?
Dave Grohl.
Yes. Jelly bean, ice cream sandwich, and donut are all versions of which operating system?
Repeat, please.
Jelly bean, ice cream sandwich, and donut are all versions of which operating system?
Pass. No idea.
Mexican Independence Day is in what month?
September.
Correct. Bill Batson is the alter ego of which superhero?
The Flash?
No.
Green Lantern?
No.
I don't know. Pass.
Gerard Mayo is the current head coach for what NFL team?
Indianapolis Colts?
No.
Jesus. I'm a big football fan, too. I don't know. Pass.
Molly Ringwald played Andy Walsh in what 80s movie?
16 Candles.
No.
Pretty in Pink.
Correct. Jerry Springer passed away last year from what kind of cancer?
Lung.
No. Lance, you got four correct.
Ugh, brutal.
And I will say, if you did listen at 4:40 to Taryn's cheat sheet, the three answers that you did not know were the answers she gave away.
Okay.
So, right.
I'm just trying to hook the rockaholics up, you know?
And we're trying to have people defeat Steve. He's not even at 100 losses this year, and I cannot wait till that day.
It's not going to happen.
It's going to happen, and then you're finally going to get a confetti cannon because you've always wanted one for your wins, but no, I'm going to celebrate your losses.
Maybe I should start throwing the game just so I could get my confetti cannon.
Okay.
I don't like that either.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
I might bring in my own confetti cannon.
Oh, for yourself?
Blast it in your face.
That's sad.
I would love that.
Yeah.
How many sides does a hexagon have?
Five.
No.
Ten.
No.
11.
Oh, my God, no.
Eight.
What musician recently admitted to fathering a baby outside of his marriage?
That would be Dave Grohl.
Sure would be. Jelly bean, ice cream sandwich, and donut are all versions of which operating system?
Excuse me? I have no idea. Jelly bean, donut,
and ice cream sandwich.
Google?
No.
I don't know. iOS?
No.
Android?
Yes!
Woo-hoo.
Mexican Independence Day is in what month?
May.
No.
Oh. What month are we in? September.
Yes! Bill Batson is the alternate ego for what superhero?
The Incredible Hulk.
No.
Oh. I don't know. pass.
Gerard Mayo is the current head coach for what NFL team?
That would be the New England Patriots.
Correct. Molly Ringwald played Andy Walsh in what 80s movie?
Pretty in Pink?
Yes. Jerry Springer passed away last year from what kind of cancer?
Butt.
No.
Lung.
No.
Skin.
No. What do they call butt cancer? Is there a butt cancer?
Colorectal cancer.
Rectal. Colon.
Okay.
Colon cancer.
Steve, somehow you got 5 correct, which is not great, but it is better than Lance. 5-4.
Let's go.
Dang. Nice game, Steve. Love the show, guys.
Lance, you rock.
Lance, we love you. That was a little rough, though.
Whatever. I won.
I got to give a shout out to Justin and Ferndale because Jelly Bean, Ice Cream Sandwich, and Donut are all versions of which operating system? And it is Android. And he gave me that question. And then I was like, they have the most fun, like, food names for their operating systems.
I feel like they've created a way more fun atmosphere, too, as a way of, like, trolling all the iPhone people.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you guys have fun with your iPhone stuff and the new iPhone 16. We over here are already doing everything that you guys are excited about.
Yeah.
And we have fun names like Jelly Bean.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
So what is a Jelly Bean?
I don't know. Just
I don't know. There's so many, though. There's like gingerbread. Names. There's cookie.
They actually don't know what it
means.
We're
going to recruit Sarah.
I have no idea what this is, then.
I feel like Sarah's right on the fringe of switching.
She's not.
They got some fun names.
It took her forever to figure out an iPhone. You think she wants to switch over?
Oh, God.
She had a flip phone.
No,
for years.
No. Yeah.
I would still have a flip phone if I could.
Well, it makes sense because she is 40, so.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow. Someone wants to get punched in the face. Whoo, Bill Batson.
Maybe I don't need to be sitting between the two of you ladies. Little cat fights about that.
Bill Batson is the alter ego of which superhero? Taryn, you gave this answer on the men's room at 4:40. Do you remember?
I don't remember.
That's
I don't remember
amazing.
The question. I only remember the answer.
Shazam.
Oh.
It's the superhero that... Is he really a superhero? And Jerry Springer passed away last year from what kind of cancer? You also gave this answer away. Do you remember?
Was it prostate?
Sure wasn't.
Mm.
Wow. Maybe this is more of the game.
Pancreatic.
There we go.
I did the other P.
Do you go on there and give these answers when you're high?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Do you even read the question? Or do you just read the answer I give you?
It's in one ear and out the other sometimes.
I think all the time. Really? Somehow Steve won, though. Congrats.
Thank you.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. And if you would like a shot at winning VIP tickets to the show, you can donate blood tomorrow, Friday the 13th at the Showwear Center, and you'll be entered for the chance to win those tickets. They are on sale now, and you can get all the info at KISW.com. By the way, space is quite limited for the blood drive with Bloodworks Northwest, so sign up before that space is all gone. Last night, Linkin Park played their first full concert with their new lead singer, Emily Armstrong, in Los Angeles.
Did you catch any of the videos of it?
I did not.
Oh, man, I was watching. I got sucked in this morning. I was like pulling up everybody on YouTube that posted some of the stuff. It sounded really, really cool. The whole crowd is basically just singing with her the entire time.
Well, we have a friend. We have a friend who was there to witness the greatness. It's our buddy Matt from the podcast, and we're going to get his review of the show after Alice in Chains.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last night, Linkin Park played their first full concert with their new lead singer, Emily Armstrong. It happened in L.A., and we have some audio from the night.
Dude, the whole place looked like they were just having, I hate to say it, it sounds cheesy, but like a spiritual moment. Like you look at the entire crowd and I think it's like there's a look on everybody's face like I cannot believe we're finally getting to see Linkin Park again. And I thought she did a great job.
Well, let's find out if it was in fact a spiritual experience because our friend Matt from the podcast was there at the sold out event last night. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Taryn. It's good to hear from you.
How awesome was that last night for you?
Oh, man, it was everything I hoped it could be and even more.
And they played for, it looked like almost 30 songs. I think it was like 27 songs on the set list.
Yeah, yeah, it was well over 2 hours. And, you know, they played songs throughout their entire career. It's just, you forget how long they've been going at it, man. There was so many songs to choose from. It was amazing.
So what was the energy like the moment that they took the stage for you and for everybody? It was sold out in L.A.
Yeah. The anticipation was, you know, as crazy as I've ever experienced at a concert. I've been to so many, but, you know, with the circumstances and Emily coming in, everybody was just so excited and, you know, I think mostly curious, but just, you know, through the roof excitement to see what she was going to do in person. And she was just incredible. She won everyone over within the first couple songs. And it was a lot of fun.
I also saw that in the set list, they showed like in a couple moments where Emily and also Mike Shinoda kind of addressed the crowd. What were the things that they were saying to everybody there?
They were talking about, you know, coming in and reforming and her trying to, you know, do her own thing and how everyone was welcoming her. Like, she, I don't know if people were on the fence that went to the show. I know the internet says what they say, but like, if there were any non-believers left by the end of Giving Up, they had all converted. Like, she just amazed everyone, and some of those lyrics, like hearing her sing Chester's, that's when, Steve, when you said it was a spiritual experience, it 100% was. There were some lyrics that just like stopped me in my tracks.
Wow. And I'm glad you mentioned the internet thing, because it's like moments like that where you realize just how, like, social media is really not that real at the end of the day. Like, some people just lose their minds. If you get absorbed and sucked into whatever it is on social media, you think the whole world's falling apart, and then you go and actually be around people or go to a concert, and you just realize, okay, this is completely a different vibe than what people are making it out to be on social media. So I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, no, it was all positive energy and supportive. I mean, just imagine what Emily had to do to step into Chester's shoes like that. Like, that is incredible. And like, everybody there wanted to see her succeed, wanted to make it a magical night. And it really was.
And it felt a lot like, for me, just watching the YouTube videos, so I wasn't there, but like, it felt a lot like how Alison Chains is now with William Duvall, with how she doesn't sound like Chester. I mean, there'll be moments where maybe like it's reminiscent of Chester, but she's serving the songs in her own way. And so long as you got like Mike, no different than with Alice, as long as you got Jerry, it will sound like Linkin Park. It will sound like Alice in Chains, but they're not trying to be, you know, an imitation version of the singer that's no longer with us.
Yeah, that's a great point. I was at that band practice they did at the Moore, and yeah, very similar thing of just learning to kind of make the space for the new stuff, honor the old stuff, and just have a good time, you know, while we're here now.
And how many, we were talking yesterday a little bit about, like, you've seen Linkin Park before. How many times have you seen them?
This would be my third, but they were the first show I ever saw, also at the Moore. That was the first night I met you, Steve, over 20 years ago.
I can't believe that was 20 years ago. Okay, I have a question. That Moore Theater show that they did, I'll still remember that as being one of the, they were on fire. They were so good. Do you remember, maybe I'm the only one that remembers, there was this cute girl in the crowd, right? And she was basically she was crowd surfing. And I was like, no, that girl's cute. And then you look at her shirt. I don't know if you remember this. It might be just me that was forever sticking in my head. And she had a shirt that she clearly had made herself with like those puffy letters. Mm-hmm. And it said, Chester, you can molest me. I was like, what the hell? Because you're like the old Chester molester thing. I was like,
yeah.
I remember watching this girl. I'm like, and then I finally zoomed in on her shirt. And I'm like, oh, that shirt's very interesting.
That's hilarious. I don't remember that, but I will now.
I was like, no, you can't sell this shirt. But that shirt was like the highlight of the entire concert. I was like, this is so ridiculous.
So good.
Like, what an aggressive way to try and hit on the lead singer.
Well, Matt, thank you so much for giving us your concert review. Now you're this like in this elite club who has actually seen the new iteration of Linkin Park, and we're very jealous and hope that we get to do the same pretty soon.
Yeah, we were on the rail. We were front row. It was in the round, so there was more rail access. But I got a pretty good video of In the End. You can head to the podcast on X to check that out.
Did you shed any tears last night?
No, during the live stream, I cried 4 times. Oh. And then that was when I realized, like, I was like, what is going on? I looked online, and they're like, there's a show in L.A. next week. And I was like, that's I crazy. Have to get tickets.
And real quick, which song was your favorite of all the songs from last night?
So, Points of Authority is, mm-hmm. like, one of my favorite songs of all time. And they played that early in the set list, and I absolutely lost my mind.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you, Matt. And we'll have to get another concert review next time you do something awesome out of state
pleasure.
For us.
My pleasure. Good to talk to you.
Right on, Matt. Have a good one.
And check out the podcast on the Odyssey app.
Heck yeah. Now, the new iPhone was unveiled this week, and many are very excited about it. But some are not too pleased. So we will go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
At the beginning of the week, Apple unveiled the brand new iPhone 16, and this will be the company's first model with artificial intelligence capabilities.
Ooh.
They got robots in there.
Is it now available to purchase starting tomorrow?
Yep.
It's tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Friday.
Danny's like first in line.
Danny, are you leaving the show today to get in line?
I have never once waited in line for an iPhone.
But today's
the day. Put that out there.
Many people, just like Danny, are very excited about this one, while others are not so excited. So we'll go straight to the comments.
Found some of our comments and posts about this, and we said, hey, Jason, here you go. Go through them, pick out some of your favorite comments, Jason, our production director, and pick them out and then reenact them however you'd like, just to illustrate how crazy and stupid people get on social media. And I think it really doesn't matter what it is. It could be sports, it could be movies, it could be celebrity gossip, or cell phones. People lose their minds online. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's go.
All right.
Maybe they should work on a phone that can go for more than 5 minutes without dropping a call, okay?
Eventually it starts working again. Is it the provider or is it the cell phone?
I think that's a provider issue.
Yeah. You iPhone haters, ding you got dongs. That problem too, you ding-dongs. Yeah. All right.
Oh, great. Now I have to hear my idiot Apple cult friends drool over features that my Android has had for years, said Taryn Daly.
The entire time we're listening to that, Taryn's just nodding her head in approval.
That's right.
Yeah. Take that, you guys.
I can't wait to buy one. I have been starving my children for the last 4 months so that I can afford it.
That's good parenting right there.
How much does it cost?
Like $1,000?
Wow.
It depends on your storage people, okay? Yeah, you have to decide which kind of storage, how much you need, and what features you want, okay?
What?
But you could also buy it and put it on a payment plan.
Yeah, duh,
so that
Taryn.
Every month when you get your bill from like Verizon, for instance, which I have, they just add it. Extra like $20 or $30 a month until it pays it off. And by the time you pay it off, your phone stops working, so you have to get a new one, and then it's all back.
How much does your Android cost? Aren't they $1,000?
I mean, I feel like when I trade it in, it's only like a couple $100.
Oh, well, same with the iPhone. If you trade it in, you can get a discount.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
So snobby.
I don't know anything about iPhones because I've never had one.
You're showing it right now.
I'll stick with my flip phone, you f***ers.
That was from Sarah. Yeah. Did you see also the earbuds have something new going on? I don't know what they are. I think they patch in, I think, stuff that you could say during a presidential debate. I think that's what... No, I'm kidding. That's the latest rumor that's going on.
Oh, Lord.
And the Apple Watch apparently will monitor you for... And I'm sure some Android watch does it already for sleep apnea.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I need to get that for George.
Does he have the CPAP?
No, he doesn't have anything. He hasn't done the test yet.
Neither has Steve.
I know. We should do it together, me and George.
Oh, my God. Could they tuck you into the same little bed?
Yeah, and then you guys could just wear your watches and hold hands together.
Oh.
Somehow you're turning this into The Notebook, and I don't want to do it now.
Now we're really doing it.
One more comment about the new iPhones.
Can the AI answer the phone and pretend it's me when my nagging wife calls me at work? If not... No thanks.
Okay. You know what? We're probably a year away from that actually happening where your phone can answer as you.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's super scary, but I mean, the AI stuff is happening super fast. Like where we were a year ago to where we are now is like night and day.
For sure. Imagine this, if you will.
Okay.
Getting intimate with your person, throwing your phone down, and it accidentally turns on Instagram Live so that all of your 3.2 million followers hear what you're doing.
I am so fired up about this story. I spent so much time yesterday laughing about this. I am so excited we get to talk about it.
This happened to someone, and we're going to tell you what's trending after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
That many of you are just waking up and you've pulled your phone out and pop culture is overwhelming you to no end. So we're here to help break it down for you and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
The 2024 MTV Video Music Awards took place last night in New York.
Did anybody watch it?
No.
Yeah.
No.
No.
It was hosted by Megan Thee Stallion. Don't you love her?
I love her.
And you didn't watch any of it?
No.
And then your girl Taylor Swift ended up being the top winner. She got 7 trophies out of 12 nominations. She has surpassed Beyonce's total career VMA wins at 25 with a total of 30 now.
And no cameo from Kanye, unfortunately.
No. Good.
She got Artist of the Year and Song of the Summer, which is the song Fortnite. It's a collab with Post Malone. And also now the first artist to win Video of the Year 5 times, again, for Fortnite.
And I hate to be the broken record. I'm sure everyone has the same opinion. Like, why is the MTV even doing these anymore when they don't show any music videos on their channel? But somebody did say on a worldwide level, there are places in other countries where MTV still shows music videos.
It's just because we're garbage people that want to watch trash TV instead?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, that's disappointing. Chapel Roan, she picked up Best New Artist. And as far as the winner for Best Rock Video goes, it went to Lenny Kravitz with the song Human.
Wait, this is Lenny Kravitz? I've heard this song so many times.
Who did you think it was? Panic at the Disco?
No, I thought it was Bruno Mars or something.
That's fair, actually.
It is pretty poppy.
It's got a funky feel to it. I don't hate the song. I'd argue that there's probably better rock videos out there. I don't know which ones, but I feel like we could probably find a handful that should get it over this.
I like the other video that he released where he's like pretty much naked. Remember that one, Sarah?
Oh, I do. I'll never forget that one. And I'm watching The Human right now, the music video, and it's nothing special.
He's wearing clothes.
Which is rude.
And it's just him performing like in the streets with like a giant speaker. It's cool looking, but
people are floating in the air.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Speaking of people getting naked, I don't know if you guys heard about this story, but this might be the story of the year, if you ask me. So do you know Shannon Sharp?
Oh, yeah.
Club Shay Shay.
Yeah.
Former NFL player, now he's like an analyst, podcast host, all that. Well loved by so many people, including his partner, because he accidentally broadcast an intimate moment between him and his lady on Instagram Live. It went live to over 3.2 million followers. Yes. And originally, he said that his account was hacked. And I think everyone's like, come on. How is that even possible? Because you don't see anything. You hear plenty, but you don't see anything. So you just kind of like see, like, looks like a wood dresser or wood table or something along those lines. And then you just hear all the sounds. Well, eventually, I think he caught enough crap about it on his Nightcat podcast, which is appropriately named. He addressed what happened and talked about how embarrassed he was.
Even when I'm behind closed doors, I still try to remain a level of professional, although I'm in the privacy of my own home. I'm very disappointed in myself, not for the act. I think there are millions and billions of people of consenting age that engage in activities.
Yeah, I think so. I think you're right about that. People have sex.
Yep.
But to have your most intimate detail on the audio to be heard, I'm disappointed in myself. But God, this was not staged. Came in, I threw my phone on the bed, engaged in an activity. I did not know.
Engaged in an activity? Yeah, we heard it.
I did not know IG Live. I've never been on IG Live. I've never turned IG Live on.
Imagine that's the first time you go on Instagram Live and everyone's like, oh, Shannon Sharp's going live on Instagram. Let's check it out.
Made quite a splash.
So I don't know how it works. All of a sudden, my other phone is going off and people are calling me.
Hey, two phones?
Yeah.
Different life, man.
FaceTime that I've never talked to a day in my life on FaceTime. And it didn't, I'm like, why are y'all calling me FaceTime?
Because they want to see what you're doing, man.
See, it sounds like you were having sex. Man, my heart sank.
Oh.
It dropped.
That is rough. One of my highlights, favorite moments was, so people are commenting, you know, it's a live feed. So did you see the comments showing up? And for us wrestling fans, you know, R-Truth, he's awesome. He's hilarious. And he just kept commenting the whole time. And somebody like screen grabbed all of his comments. And it's like, R-Truth wrote, Unk grunting like an ogre. He's giving her that hawk to her.
Oh my God.
Then finally goes, are they blanking using the F word? Excuse my French. Another one, he says, that's not PG. He says, hang up the phone.
Oh my God.
Do you know how long it was they were live for?
Long enough for a lot of people to be paying attention to what was going on.
Did you get to hear any of the audio?
I did. Because it's out there. People screen grabbed it. I mean, it's just a bunch of moms.
No. Okay.
Yeah, it's mostly her.
Oh boy.
He seems like he's very talkative in his podcast, not so much in the.
Wait, like this?
Yeah, actually, that's it.
That's right it. There. Yeah. Or just a parrot, but you know, whatever.
We have actually more audio from it.
Yeah.
I mean, it did say something during it, though, at one point.
I love parrots and turtles.
I think that's why R-Truth was so confused.
You may have heard that we are doing a fantasy football league against the men's room. And one of the punishments is if your team does the worst over the weekend, you have to come on the other show's show and play one of the games.
Okay.
So, spoiler alert, a member of the men's room, also known as a loser, will be joining us to take on Steve at Beat Migs.
Oh.
And we're going to do that at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural,
or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.